This is KWMR in Point Reyes Station. Hi, my name is Dan, and I live in Nicasio. When I'm shoeing horses in West Marin, I listen to KWMR. And when I'm not in West Marin, I listen to KWMR on the World Wide Web.
KWMR is underwritten by Motel Inverness, offering 7 rooms with a shared main lodge on the shores of Tomales Bay. More information and online reservations at motelinverness.com.
Good morning. Good morning, West Marin. And welcome to Turning Pages. Picture this. I'm your host, Matt Gallagher. This is the second time that we're going into reading from A Briefer History of Time from Eric Schulman, provided to us because it is a Creative Commons copyright, which means even though it was written only and updated in 2004, as long as Eric Schulman is given credit, we can read it on the air and read it anywhere we want. A Briefer History of Time from the Big Bang to the Big Mac. I will just go back a page and a half because it sets us up for what we're going to do today here. And that is, we're on page 39 of this book, and we're at 4 billion years BC on the Earth. So here we go. Molecular reproduction, in which life on Earth begins. It was a dark and stormy night. In the shallow tide pool, a nucleic acid base collided with a sugar molecule. An amino acid sank beneath the murky depths. The tide pool had once been connected to the sea, but since then, an army of sluggish days had marched by, and evaporation had increased the concentration of organic molecules. Things had been tough for a long time. But now it was easier for small chains of molecules to form. The air above the pool smelled of rotten sweetness. A longer chain with a sinister look formed on the clay bottom. But then a speedy molecule slammed into it like brass knuckles on a Ming vase and disappeared into the night. Suddenly, there was a bright flash of light and a giant explosion. A comet had crashed to Earth nearby. In the upper atmosphere, the water, methane, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and hydrogen sulfide that composed the comet had shock-heated and converted into dozens of different organic molecules. They sped downward toward the tide pool. The shock wave from the impact hit the pool, increasing the temperature of the water like a match in a bathtub still. Short chains of molecules were buffeted about like a washed-up boxer just before he takes a dive. When the sun rose in the morning, its bright ultraviolet light sped things up. Many complex chains of molecules were formed in the newly enriched tide pool. One of the new chains had the unique property that it could reproduce itself using the molecules in the tide pool as raw materials. The simple molecules of the tide pool began to feel like swimmers with concrete galoshes. It didn't take long before most of the bit players had been consumed and the tide pool was filled with copies of the new chain. Then a high tide came in and washed many of the big boys out to sea, where they began to prey upon a new set of short, helpless chains of molecules. The long chains of molecules continued to reproduce themselves in a shallow bay near the tide pool by feasting upon the smaller chains in the area. Some of the long chains lost the ability to produce reproducing copies of themselves, but every so often, a molecular chain formed that could reproduce itself even better than the rest. And soon the area was swarming with this kind of chain. The process led from complex chains of molecules to even more complicated groups of molecules. Today, we call them bacteria. 4 billion years ago, they were the first life on Earth. $3.9 billion BC, the Earth. Protein construction, in which proteins are made from amino acids. Warning! Failure to follow the assembly instructions in this manual may result in death, disease, or other serious injury to you and your neighboring organisms. Use caution during assembly and read all information carefully before starting assembly. Warning! Thank you for purchasing a genetic code from Genetic Codes Incorporated. We at GenCode are pleased to provide you with a genetic code that will allow for a wide variety of design possibilities. With proper care, your genetic code can last for billions of years or longer. These instructions for protein assembly using your GenCode genetic code will help ensure that your protein synthesis goes smoothly and quickly. Be advised that any variation could result in unsatisfactory and/or dangerous proteins and a possible voiding of your warranty. Your GenCode genetic code uses 5 nucleic acids: adenine A, thymine T, guanine G, cytosine C, and uracil U. Please note that deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, uses ATGC, while ribonucleic acid, RNA, uses AUGC, with uracil replacing thymine. Adenine always bonds with thymine in DNA and with uracil in RNA. Thymine always bonds with adenine, guanine, always bonds with cytosine, cytosine always bonds with guanine, and uracil always bonds with adenine. Directions. 1. To synthesize a protein, first partially uncoil the desired strand of DNA and produce a matching strand of RNA. For example, if your DNA strand begins with CGT, then your RNA strand will begin with GCA. After the copying process is complete, take the RNA strand to the protein synthesis site. 2. Once the RNA has been moved to the protein synthesis site, begin reading the strand in groups of 3 nucleotides, each known as codons, and adding amino acids using the table below. For example, if your RNA strand started with GG, AA, AU, CG, UA, then you would begin your protein with glycine, GGA, isoleucine, AUC, and valine, GUA. Continue until you have reached a stop codon, UAA, UAG, or UGA. Your protein is now complete. Its function is determined by its three-dimensional structure, which is defined by the order of its amino acids. Your GenCode genetic code page lookup. For example, UUU is phenylalanine, and AUU is isoleucine, and UAC is tyrosine. UAA is a stop codon. UGG, tryptophan. GCG, arginine. GGG, glycine, etc., etc. Caution! Your GenCode genetic code assumes that you will only be using left-handed amino acids. Mixing right-handed D amino acids and left-handed amino acids will almost certainly result in malformed proteins and could cause death, disease, or other serious injury to you and to your neighboring organisms. Refer to the diagram for pictures of L-alanine and D-alanine, the two stereoisomers of the amino acid alanine. Your GenCo genetic code has been specially designed to be as error-free as possible. For example, if a mutation changed a GCA codon into a GCG codon, then no change in the protein would occur since they both code for alanine. Despite the fact that your GenCo genetic code has been shown in laboratory tests to be more resilient to errors than 99.9999% of the possible genetic codes, some errors are inevitable, and this should not be seen as a defect in our product. In fact, without such errors, evolution would be impossible, and you would be unable to use the full power of your GenCo genetic code. Thank you for purchasing a genetic code from Genetic Codes Incorporated. We hope that it will provide you with billions of years of satisfactory use. 3.8 billion years BC, the Earth, fermentation, in which bacteria obtain energy from their surroundings. Polymers in the ocean get made when organic compounds are sautéed by lightning or heat or a UV light treat so that sugars like glucose pervade. Early life on the Earth had to eat, and glucose was a favorite treat. Fermentation reduced the glucose and produced ethanol, CO2, and some heat. When there's lots of glucose, that works fine, but the levels are dropping with time. If we made our own food, it would really be shrewd. Photosynthesis would be sublime. With CO2 and light in the mix, I can make C6H12O6. And this glucose, you see, can be eaten by me, so I'm no longer in such a fix. 2.1 billion years BC, the Earth. Cell differentiation, in which eukaryotic life arises. Proterozoic Free Press, June 6, 2.1 billion BC. Personals, call 1-900-SYMBIOSIS. Are you interested in experimenting, going beyond boring old symbiosis? Do you want to become part of your partner or have your partner become part of you? If so, you've come to the right place to find the partner you've always dreamed of. Hosts seeking endosymbionts. Recently, nucleated cells seek cyanobacterium to become chloroplast. I'll supply a protective environment with carbon dioxide, water, and access to light. You supply the chlorophyll, produce carbohydrates, and release oxygen. Together, we can change the atmosphere. Extension 1. If you can turn carbohydrates into energy, then you've got what I need, baby. I can't wait to devour you. Extension 2. Endosymbionts seeking hosts. Purple aerobic heterotroph wants to become a mitochondrion for a caring protobacterium. I long to turn sugar and oxygen into energy, water, and carbon dioxide for you. Give me a call. You won't be disappointed. Extension 3. Tired of doing everything yourself? Let me do the photosynthesis for you. I'll slip inside your cell walls and give you a lifetime of satisfaction. Extension 4. 1.8 billion years BC. Respiration, in which eukaryotes evolved to survive in an atmosphere with increasing amounts of oxygen. Foraminifera 5, 4.3. Enter dinoflagellate, diplomonad, microsporidian, and trichomonad. Foramy. If we are marked to die, we are enough to do our kingdom loss. And if to live, the fewer organisms, the greater share of honor. For in this era of increasing oxygen levels, we must evolve. And should we succeed, then shall our names be as familiar as household words. Dinoflagellate and diplomonad, microsporidian and trichomonad. This story shall all good eukaryotes teach their offspring, and a geologic era shall never go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of protists, for those today that change their metabolic processes with me shall be my siblings, be they never so vile. This day shall gentle their condition, and Atricarts home abed shall think themselves accursed that they were not here, and hold their honor cheap while any speaks that evolved with us today. 750 million years B.C. The Earth. Multicellular organisms, in which organisms composed of many specialized cells, arise. Associative disorders, or single personality neuroses. The essential feature of these disorders is the alteration of individual cells to become mutually dependent upon one another for various cellular functions. If it occurs with identical cells, as in colonial organism disorder, then the cells become temporarily or permanently associated, but little integration of cellular activities occur. If the cells are not identical, as in multicellular organism disorder, then cell specialization occurs to a lesser extent, as in simple multicellular organism disorder, or a greater one, as in complex multicellular organism disorder. 3.14.16, colonial organism disorder. The essential feature of this disorder is the existence of only one distinct state of being within a group of identical cellular organisms. A state of being is defined here as an enduring pattern of existence wherein the individual cells combine to participate in food consumption or production, reproduction, locomotion as a single entity. In classic cases, the collection of cells is permanently associated as a colonial organism. In other cases, transient collections of cells can form a temporary aggregation. Diagnostic criterion for 3.1415 colonial organism disorder. A. The existence of only one distinct state of being within a group of identical cellular organisms. 3.1415 multicellular organism disorder. The essential feature of this disorder is the existence of one distinct state of being within a group of non-identical cellular organisms. A state of being is defined here as an enduring pattern of existence wherein the individual cells combine to participate in food consumption or production, reproduction, and locomotion as a single entity. In classic cases, complex multicellular organism disorder, a large amount of cellular specialization occurs, with different types of cells being responsible for locomotion, reproduction, and other cellular functions. In other cases, simple multicellular organism disorder, only a limited amount of cellular specialization occurs. Diagnostic criterion for 3.1416 multicellular organism disorder. A. The existence of only one distinct state of being within a group of non-identical cellular organisms. 700 million years B.C. The Earth. Sexual reproduction, in which a new form of reproduction occurs. Terry Showscript, air date, April 12th, 700 million B.C. Rehearsal date, April 10th, 700 million B.C. Terry, welcome to the Terry Show. Boy, do we have a program for you today. I'm sure you've heard all about the hot new lifestyle choice that's just hit the unicellular community, protozoan chromosome swapping. Today, we have with us two pair of protozoans who have swapped chromosomes. We will protect their identities by calling them protozoans 1, 2, 3, and 4. Zoom in on four protozoans sitting in chairs. Words appear at the bottom of the screen below each. Participates in chromosome swapping. Terry. Tell me, protozoan 1, why did you choose to swap chromosomes? Protozoan 1.
Well, Terry, it just feels so good to be able to exchange advantageous characteristics with loved ones. For example, if I develop a more efficient method of locomotion, I want my sweetheart to be able to move in the same way.
Terry, interesting. Protozoan 2, can you tell me more about how chromosome swapping works? Protozoan 2.
When we're in the mood, my lover and I merge and share protoplasm, during which we do the chromosome swapping. Afterwards, we separate, and during our next cell division, our new chromosomes are used.
Terry, that's fascinating. Tell me, protozoan 3, where do you imagine this leading?
Protozoan 3. Terry, I want to be able to join with my partners more intimately by giving them all of my chromosomes while keeping copies for myself. Then we'll all be able to use the best genetic ideas.
Terry, I see. Protozoan 4, do you have anything to add?
Protozoan 4.
Yes, Terry, I do. I agree with what protozoan 3 has to say, but I foresee an even greater advance, in which instead of reproducing by dividing into two identical cells, we divide into four cells, each containing half of our genetic information. These cells would then be able to join with cells from other protozoans, and we would have a very efficient method of producing new traits, which could then be tested via natural selection. I call it sexual reproduction, and I think everyone will be doing it soon.
Terry, we have some questions from the audience. Go ahead. Don't you really think that this is all a completely disgusting perversion of nature? Second audience member. Yeah, it's worse than those perverts from last week who were picking up whatever genetic material they happened to find floating around. Other audience members. It's disgusting. Get them off the stage. I'm not letting my daughter's cells listen to such filth. Members of the audience rush to the stage and a huge fight breaks out as Terry pretends to try to calm everyone down. There is screaming and shouting and the camera shakes back and forth before it goes dark. 527 million years B.C. Evolutionary diversification, in which the diversity of life forms on Earth increases greatly in a relatively short time. Space exploration program off to a roaring start. Bacterial scientists announced today that the first stage of a 500 million-year space program had been successfully completed. The head of the project, Dr. Paleo Lingbia, reported the results at the annual meeting of RAAC, the Rodinia Association of the Advancement of Cyanobacteria. Bacterial astronomers recently discovered that in only 5 billion years, the sun will run out of hydrogen in the core and expand to engulf the Earth. Dr. Paleo Lingbia's team is responsible for developing the capability to explore the solar system and the galaxy for new places to live. We started this project 15 million years ago, explained Dr. Paleo Lingbia. We hope to be able to develop simple multicellular organisms that would then evolve into life forms we could use to explore the galaxy. The results have exceeded our wildest dreams. It only took about 3 million years for us to develop quite a wide variety of animals, including sponges, mollusks, brachiopods, segmented and non-segmented worms, arthropods, and echinoderms and chordates, noted Dr. Langiella, another member of the team. We're off to a great start, but the next part of the project will take a much longer time, stated Dr. Glossocapsomorpha. Dr. Glossocapsomorpha is leading the effort to evolve the arthropods into intelligent creatures that will be able to build spaceships to leave the Earth, taking bacteria volunteers with them. Because most arthropods are protected by chitinous shells, they should be very well prepared for the dangerous tasks ahead of them, explained Dr. Glossocapsomorpha. Although the arthropods appear to have the best chance to complete the project, a small group is trying to evolve the chordates. It's never a good idea to depend on just one kind of organism, pointed out Dr. Kidstoniella, who leads the chordate group. That's why we decided to develop so many at the start. For example, my chordates appear to have the potential to develop quite a sophisticated nervous system if they manage to survive long enough. The bacterial scientists estimate that it will take about 500 million years to develop the capability for spaceflight and then another few 100 million years to completely colonize the galaxy. We should have plenty of time, Dr. Paleolingbia said at the conclusion of the meeting, but it's always better to be safe than sorry. 500 million years B.C., the Earth, trilobite domination, in which trilobites rule the Earth. 2,000,007 years ago, our ancestors brought forth upon this planet a new subphylum, conceived in the Cambrian and dedicated to the proposition that all arthropods are not created equal. Now we are testing whether this subphylum, or any subphylum so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. All right, I'm going to save the rest of this amazing trilobite domination chapter, 500 million years B.C., from A Briefer History of Time, From the Big Bang to the Big Mac by Eric Schulman. We are going to take a short break for some station identification and underwriting. We'll be back. I'm Matt Gallagher, reading on Turning Pages, Picture This, filling in for Amanda Eichstadt. This is my second time, and it's quite fun. Here we go. I'll be back in a moment. You're listening to KWMR 90.5 FM, Point Reyes Station. Media support for KWMR is provided by the Point Reyes Light. Family-owned since 1948, information on classified subscriptions, advertising, and more at ptreyeslight.com or at 415-669-1200. In programming, support is also brought to you by, well, KWMR. We support and welcome local nonprofits to submit a public service announcement to be read on the KWMR airwaves, alerting listeners to upcoming events, services, needs, and virtual events. The submissions form is online at kwmr.org/PSA. That's kwmr.org/PSA. And also KWMR is underwritten by Sound Summit, hosting their annual celebration and fundraiser for Mount Tam this September 12th. Lineup features Father John Misty, Jerryson with 50 years of the Talking Heads, the all-female quartet La Luz, and more. Information and tickets at soundsummit.net.
PSA. That's kwmr.org/PSA.
Oh, I guess I got ahead of the PSA announcement. So I'm ahead of time. So I will take advantage of that. This is Matt Gallagher. I'm here on Turning Pages. Picture this. Normally, Amanda Eichstadt's slot. We're reading a briefer history of time from The Big Bang to the Big Mac by Eric Schulman. A Creative Commons copyright allowing us to read this work on the air here at KWMR. We stopped right when it was a very, very wonderful bit. And so I'm going to just go back to 500 million years BC, the Earth, the trilobite domination in which trilobites rule the Earth. 2,000,007 years ago, our ancestors brought forth upon this planet a new subphylum, conceived in the Cambrian and dedicated to the proposition that all arthropods are not created equal. Now we are testing whether this subphylum, or any subphylum so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met here on a great battlefield of the struggle. We have come to dedicate a portion of it as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that this subphylum might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But, in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this mud. The brave trilobites, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work that they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this subphylum underwater shall dominate the oceans, and that those species with compound eyes, with three lobes, and with numerous delicate legs shall not perish from this earth for at least another 250 million years. 363 million years BC, the Earth. Land exploration in which animals first venture onto land. Cover sheet for proposal to the Tetrapod Science Foundation. Program announcement, solicitation number for consideration by TSF, the Tetrapod Science Foundation. For TSF use only, TSF proposal number, date received, copies, division assigned, fund code, file location. Title of proposed project, Colonization of Land, COL. Principal investigator, Acanthostega gunnery. Proposed duration, 35 million years. Check boxes if this proposal includes any of the items listed below. Beginning investigator, environmental policy, check on vertebrate animals, disclosure of lobbying activities, proprietary or privileged information, large grant for exploratory research, checked. Abstract. Over 25% of the surface of the planet is covered by land, an untapped resource that has been used very little to date due to the lack of adaptations to a non-water environment. In research funded by previous TSF grants, we developed improved lungs and began to replace fins with feet. The improved lungs extract oxygen from air in addition to the oxygen we obtain from the water with gills, and have since been used extensively in shallow, stagnant ponds and bays where the oxygen content in the water is too low for gills to function properly. The feet have been very useful in traversing the bottom of the swampy regions on the edges of the continents. Such locomotion does not alert prey to our presence the way that swimming does, and has therefore dramatically increased our ability to obtain food. In the present proposal, we are requesting funds to support the development of stronger limb bones and more flexible joints so that we will be able to begin the colonization of land, COL. Successful colonization of land requires that we deal with new physical problems. For example, because air is much less dense than water, on land the downward gravitational force will not be balanced by an upward buoyancy force. We will therefore need compact and muscular bodies to overcome the force of gravity. For complete COL, we will need also to be able to reproduce out of the water. This will require eggs that will hold water while being permeable to the oxygen that is so important to developing embryos. Although this problem is difficult, it is not intractable, and it will be the subject of a future TSF grant proposal if the current proposal is funded and successful. Signatures: Acanthostega gunnery, PI, and Ichthyostega co-I. And Metaxnathus Dean. By signing and submitting this proposal, the applicant is certifying that the statements herein, excluding scientific hypotheses and scientific opinions, are true and complete, and is hereby providing certifications regarding debt status, debarment and suspension, and lobbying activities as set forth by the Tetrapod Science Grant Proposal Guide. 65 million years B.C., the Earth. Comet collision, in which a comet hits the Earth. Once upon a time, on a warm June day about 65 million years ago, while Shelley Shrew was sleeping under a big green leaf on an island near the Yucatan Peninsula in what is now Mexico, a comet hit her on the head, killing her instantly. The comet, or maybe it was an asteroid, was 10 miles across and hit Shelley with the velocity of about 50,000 miles per hour, creating a crater 100 miles wide and releasing an amount of energy equivalent to 100 million megatons of TNT, which is 1,000 times more powerful than all the currently existing nuclear weapons combined. The impact produced at least six tsunamis, some of which were more than 300 feet high, a magnitude 12 earthquake, a deluge of sulfuric acid rain, an enormous amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere that increased the average global temperatures by 20 degrees Fahrenheit for a million years, a global firestorm that incinerated about 25% of the living biomass, and a huge cloud of dust that blocked the light from the sun for months and contributed to the extinction of nearly every land animal whose adult form weighed more than about 50 pounds, including the dinosaurs. All in all, it was a bad day for Shelley, and not a particularly good day for the Earth, either. 65 million years B.C., dinosaur extinction, in which the dinosaurs die. I've lost you,
You've lost me. We're as dead can be. 'Cause a 10-mile comet smashed into the earth, there won't be more dino births. I've lost you. You've lost me. We're now part of history. But descendants of shrews will worship you and me. We'll be stars of kids' TV. 60 million years B.C., the Earth. Mammal expansion, in which many species of mammals develop. Mammalia class prospectus, a balanced class of vertebrates. TAMCO, Tertiary Animal Management Company, formerly Cretaceous Animal Management Incorporated, Pangaea, Earth. The mammalia class, the class, is a diversified, open-ended class of vertebrates that seeks to provide long-term growth. The class invests about 65% of its species in placental mammals, about 32% of its species in marsupial mammals, and about 3% in multituberculates, and less than 0.1% in monotremes. Asterisks. The class species are not guaranteed or insured by any government agency. As with any investment that is subject to wide fluctuations in environmental conditions, you could lose resources by investing in the class. These species have not been approved or disapproved by the Species and Environmental Commission, nor has the Species and Environmental Commission passed upon the accuracy or adequacy of this prospectus. Any representation to the contrary is a criminal offense. Remember that past performance is not necessarily indicative of future returns. Subclasses 4. 1. Monotremes. The original mammals that evolved from reptiles about 225 million years BC, monotremes have become much less common with time. Examples include the spiny anteater and the platypus. 2. Multituberculates. These mammals have many cusps on their teeth. Although they have been fairly successful in the past, there are signs that they may become extinct by about 20 million years BC. Examples include the prairie dog-like Lambdosalus and the squirrel-like Tylotus. 3. Marsupials. A highly successful subclass, especially in some parts of the world, marsupials have short gestational periods. The offspring complete their development in their mother's pouch. Examples include the possum and kangaroo. Eutheria. The Eutheria are placental mammals and are the most successful mammal subclass, with indications that they will become even more successful over time. Placental mammals bear live young that are nourished before birth by a placenta. Examples include the tapir and the shrew. Investment strategy. The class invests in species that show great promise for future returns. As a result of the failure of the Dinosauria subclass in 65 million years BC, the Mammalia class has shown a great deal of recent diversification, especially among the carnivorous mammals. Asterisk. The current strategy of heavy investment in carnivorous mammals is not fundamental and can therefore be changed without shareholder approval provided 3 million years notice is given. 200,000 years BC. The Earth. Homo sapiens manifestation in which modern human beings appear. Welcome to the neighborhood. Has your species just evolved? If so, we're here to help. One of our cheerful representatives will be very glad to bring you a basket full of useful information and free gifts. We'll also be happy to answer any question and provide you with any information you may require to address your changing needs. Feeling out of place? Are you used to an arboreal way of life? Those flexible digits and forward-facing eyes can also be very useful on the savanna. Let us show you how in a warm, friendly, and professional way. Disconnected?
You diverged from monkeys about 20 million years ago and from chimps about 5 million years ago. So you're probably feeling a bit disconnected from your roots. We understand what you're going through, and you can count on us to be there for you. A little slow on your feet? Even though you've been bipedal for 3 million years, it still takes getting some used to, doesn't it? Just remember, walking has freed your hands for carrying, tool use, and accepting our free gifts. Don't worry, you have what it takes. Your brain has been getting bigger for the past 2 million years, so you're now smart enough to realize what a great deal this service is and to understand the advertisements that we'll include in your basket for free. EDS, a name you can trust. We've been bringing together different species in a spirit of cooperation for millions of years. With our service, everyone is a winner. 150,000 years BC. The Earth. Language acquisition in which human beings develop spoken language. Og.
Grunt, 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 grunt.
Fag.
Fag.
Og, grunt, 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 grunt.
Og.
Grunt, fag, grunt, og, grunt.
Fag.
Grunt.
What are Thag and Og doing? They are talking, and you too can exchange information orally after you take this simple course in spoken language. 1. Let's take a look at the sounds of spoken language. Consonants. G, as in grunt. R, as in grunt. N, as in grunt. T, as in grunt. Vowels. U, as in grunt. Note that the syllable can be stressed or unstressed, depending on whether the speaker wishes to emphasize what he or she is saying. 2. Below are the parts of speech used in spoken language. Simple nouns.
Grunt, water. Grunt,
buffalo. Compound nouns.
Grunt, grunt,
water buffalo.
Grunt, grunt,
buffalo water. Verbs.
Grunt,
do.
Grunt,
eat. Pronouns.
Grunt,
I.
Grunt.
You. Adverbs.
Grunt.
Quickly.
Grunt.
Slowly. Conjunctions.
Grunt.
And.
Grunt.
But. Adjectives.
Grunt.
Yellow.
Grunt.
Brown. Articles.
Grunt.
The.
Grunt.
A. 3. Syntax in spoken language is relatively straightforward. The basic sentence structure is subject, verb, object. Basic sentences.
Grunt, grunt, grunt.
I eat buffalo.
Grunt, grunt, grunt.
You drink water. Compound sentence.
Grunt, 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 grunt.
You drink water and I eat buffalo. Complex sentence.
Grunt, 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 grunt.
Fag. Translation. Eat the brown water buffalo, but do not drink the yellow buffalo water. Fag. 4. Once you've mastered simple spoken language, you'll be able to learn advanced spoken language and express complicated ideas such as the following.
Thag, grunt, 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 grunt.
Translation. Thag, it occurs to me that if you hold the stone which you wish to flake in one hand and the stone with which you intend to strike it in the other, after which you strike the one with the other, then you may obtain much more efficacious tools than if you continue using your current method of throwing the second stone at the first while it's laying on the ground. BC. The Earth. Glaciation, in which
A thousand-year ice age begins. In other news, Mount Toba on the island of Sumatra erupted today. It put 200 cubic miles of ash into the atmosphere and was the largest volcanic eruption in over 400 million years. Wow. Now it's time for the weather report with our humorous weather person, Dr. Dan. Thank you, Lisa. The forecast for tonight is dark. Darkness will come for the next several weeks as ash from the volcano covers about 20% of the planet and temperatures will begin to drop. The temperature will be about 20 degrees lower than average for the next 6 years, and I'm forecasting that approximately three-quarters of all plants in the northern hemisphere won't survive. In addition, a global snow cover will reflect much of the sun's light, causing a worldwide ice age that will last 1,000 years and kill off all but a few thousand people. Back to you, Lisa. Thanks, Dan. Now let's see how this global catastrophe is likely to affect our local sports teams. 38,000 BC, the Earth, innovation in which advanced tools are widely used. Are you still using stone tools? Of course you are. Who isn't? After all, stone tools are reliable. You can trust them. They've been around for hundreds of thousands of years. But have you thought about what bone tools could do for you? That's right, bone tools. Bone is durable, but much easier to work with than stone. Your parents mostly scavenged, but if you want to hunt, then bone tools are right for you. Use bone to make deadly spearheads and harpoon tips. Spears with stone are okay, but spears with bone go all the way. But don't throw those stone tools away. Use them to make bone tools. Flint chisels can be used to make great spearheads out of antlers. Flint scrapers are very helpful for shaping bone and in processing hides. And think about all the things that can be done with flint blades. Bone tools and flint blades have proven reliability. Some folks have been using flint blades on and off for more than 200,000 years, and bone tools go back almost that far. But now's the time to switch, because bone tools and flint blades will satisfy the demands for your new lifestyle. Don't just use the same old stone tools your parents used. Think new. Think bold. Think bone. Paid for by the Aragonation Bone Tool Advisory Council. 26,000 BC. The Earth, religion, in which a diversity of beliefs arise. Ceremonialism, shamanism, paganism, occultism, mysticism, pantheism, polytheism, Hinduism, Judaism, Mithraism, Druidism, Zoroastrianism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, atheism, skepticism, Shinto, transcendentalism, Stoicism, Catholicism, Manichaeism, agnosticism, Neoplatonianism, Islam, Sufism, Scholasticism, Sikhism, Lutheranism, Anabaptists, Mennonites, Anglicans, Calvinism, Macumba, Humanism, Deism, Presbyterianism, Baptist, Quakers, Amish, Freemasonry, Hasidism, Methodism, Spiritualism, Martinism, Shakers, Santiera, Episcopalians, Mormonism, Tentriaco, Babism, Oneida, Spiritism, Baha'i, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, Theosophy, Christian Science, Pentecostalism, Integral Yoga, Serpent Handlers, Assemblies of God, Rosicrucian Order, Bruderhof Fundamentalism, Branch Davidians, Seiko Nohe, Rastafarianism, Shri Sai Baba, Neo-Paganism, Scientology, Unification Church, Ananda Marga Yoga, Transcendental Meditation, Discordianism, Synanon Church, Unitarian Universalism, Neo-Pentecostalism, Sri Chinmoy, Eskenar Satanism, Christian Reconstructionism, Summa Qinghai, Aum Shinjirkyo, Chen Tao, Kibiology, Scientific Pantheism. 15,000 BC, the Earth. Animal domestication, in which humans domesticate animals. Hi, Rex. Long time no see. Morning, Spot. You look well rested. What's new with you? Me and my pack bought a tribe of humans from Rover last month. Best 100 bones we've ever spent. They do most of the work taking down the prey, and I get as much as I can eat. Plus, this fire stuff they have keeps me nice and warm at night, and they keep the big predators away. It's a sweet setup. How did Rover manage to domesticate them? Didn't you know? His pack has been raising humans for years and years now. Every generation of humans gets better and better trained. One of these days, we won't have to do any hunting at all. We'll snooze in the sun all day, and they'll bring food to us whenever we want. You should get yourself a tribe. I don't know. It sounds pretty boring to me. Suit yourself. I, for one, don't mind not working. Say hi to your pack for me, Rex. Okay, take care, Spot. Woof! 13,000 BC, the Earth. Food surplus production, in which humans develop agriculture. I'm hungry. I haven't been able to find any roots or berries today, and the guys are out chasing cheetahs or something. They'll never learn, do they? How many times do I have to tell them not to go after fast food? They'll never. Hey, are you all right? Oh, my head. The moment you said fast food, I felt like I was someone else. Far in the distant future, 200,000 moons from now, in a place called Pittsburgh, and that I just invented a new kind of food. A new kind of food? Do you think we could find some around here? I'm not even sure I understand what kind of food it was. Apparently, it was composed of two patties of beef, a special kind of sauce, and lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions, all of which were on a bun that had sesame seeds on it, whatever that all means. The thing I understand was seed. Hey, I wonder whether we could eat the seeds of any of these grasses that grow around here. What? You mean all this wheat, barley, oats, and millet? The thought never occurred to me, but it's worth a try. We could boil them, beat them, mix them in water, shape them into loaves, bake them, and serve them with some of that gooey goat milk that we left out in the sun too long? I don't think that's exactly what you meant by all those strange words, but that's a start. Have you thought about what to name your new food? Yes, I'm going to call it bread and cheese. If we like it, then maybe we can figure out some way of growing more grain so that there will always be plenty to go around. And that's a perfect stopping place in A Briefer History of Time, From the Big Bang to the Big Mac by Eric Schulman. I've been reading. I'm Matt Gallagher, filling in for Amanda Eichstadt. On this edition of Turning Pages. Thank you so much. We'll be back. The teaser is the next chapter on page 79 is 4000 BC, inscription in which writing is invented. Until next week on Monday, thanks so much. Thank you.
You're listening